This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 325,000 people around the world have died from the coronavirus, according to numbers from Johns Hopkins University in the United States. There are nearly 5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The United States has the most infections, more than 1.5 million, and the most deaths at more than 92,000. A mandatory mask order goes into effect Thursday in Spain for those over the age of six. The order applies to children and adults who are in a public place where social distancing is not possible. France's health minister said Wednesday there is no sign yet that their easing of a lockdown to combat the coronavirus has boosted the epidemic. The latest figures show daily deaths trending lower. France eased its almost two-month lockdown May 11th in a bid to revive an economy clobbered by the epidemic. As many prepare for a long weekend to mark Ascension, President Emmanuel Macron wrote on Twitter, quote, "The epidemic is not behind us. We will not slow down in our efforts," end quote. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday. That marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn in public starting May 30th. Officials in the Chinese province of Jilin are trying to contain a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, including four new infections reported Wednesday. Another country trying to contain an uptick in cases, Venezuela. The South American country is seeing more cases along its border with Brazil and Colombia. For more on all COVID-19 related stories and all of the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. An Israeli court has ordered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to appear for the opening of his criminal trial in Jerusalem Sunday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Netanyahu's attorneys had asked the Jerusalem District Court for an exemption from appearing for the opening of proceedings. They argued his presence was not essential for the arraignment because their client had read the indictment several times before and that his bodyguard's presence in the room would violate health ministry social distancing requirements. But the court has rejected this, saying Netanyahu must, like all other accused, appear and give his statement before the court, and that there were no grounds for granting him an exception in this case. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States' special envoy for Afghanistan met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former rival Abdullah Abdullah Wednesday. The three were discussing progress toward a peace deal with the insurgent Taliban. The meeting